What is the wonder? Why is it a wonder? Why is it a wonder? The blood of Jesus, why is it a wonder? It is a wonder because by the blood of the Lord, the accuser of the brethren is overcome. Victory against the accuser of the brethren is achieved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then you'll understand why Jesus Christ, amen, listen very well, why Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 16 asked his disciples, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Why, who do they say I am? That's his own way of saying, do you know who I am? John the Baptist introduced him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But only those who were by the baptismal side there that day had John. So many more would not have known. Even those who were there did not understand him. This is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. If they had understood who Jesus is, Apostle Paul told us in Corinthians, if the princes of this world had known who he is, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And he said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do you know me to be? And Peter answered him. Well, before Peter answered him, they told him, some say this, some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are this, some say you are this. Amen. And Jesus said, you following me, who do you say I am? And we here, sitting down here today, amen, who do you know him to be? Who is he? Who is Jesus? Who is he? And you know what? Your relationship with him is based on that knowledge. I can't overemphasize this. I will continue to emphasize it. Because your Christian faith is totally dependent on your knowledge of who he is. If you don't know, of course, you must know him in one form or the other. Some say he's just a prophet. Some say this. There are some of us that are following Christ by religion. Because you were born into a Christian family. Some of you follow him because, hallelujah, oh praise God. A sister who was possessed from youth, she said she was how many years old or so? 5 years or 4 years when her father gave her to that marine spirit. So she didn't know any other way other than what that spirit had indoctrinated her. And she said that in the marine kingdom, we had, you know, she was dedicated to fully involved with them. He said they are made to see Jesus Christ, all Christians as the enemies of humanity. Therefore, anybody that is a Christian was an enemy. But one day, so therefore, their operation is to go to churches and scatter them. And she said, one day, they had been doing it in several places. But one day they went to a church in Port Harcourt to operate on an assignment because that man delivered some of their members. So they had to send them the Ogbunga ones to go and bring down that man. And when they went there that day, she and one other one The other one was arrested, but she managed to escape with bruises, spiritual bruises. And from there, she began to think, but when we are told that we have the highest power, so there is a power that is higher than this one we have. Praise God. So that began her curiosity. And that was the beginning of her look into the Christian faith. Praise the Lord. And she went to the master one time in the spirit and said, come, you said our power is higher than all, but immediately they shouted Jesus in that church. Something was shaking all over. Our power could not work again. He said, they warned her, don't call that name here. She said, that means there's something in that name. Oh, there is power in the name. That name, Jesus. Hallelujah. People like that decided to look for who Jesus is, the day they will find him. You know, their type of faith will be different from the faith of one that was born into a Christian family. The way you serve God, after she discovered who Jesus Christ was, it was in this church she received her deliverance. Now, she received her deliverance willingly. First, it was willingly. First, already her heart was already searching for Jesus, but she had no power to leave those people. And her trouble began. They went immediately her shop. They put fire there. You must come back. And she would tell them, it's too late. I have found a higher power than your own. Hallelujah. They frustrated her. They will throw one arrow or the other. She will come. We will pray, cast that thing out. When the thing goes, it will build more confidence. So we have more power, better power than those ones. Until that day, she received, went for water baptism, came out, and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, listen, church. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Ask your neighbor, do you know who Jesus is? No, say it. Say it again. See, then Peter was the one that said it. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Now that revelation that you know, even that revelation that I am Christ, the Son of the living God, they say flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. Bible school cannot reveal that to you. No teacher can reveal it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. To know Christ, you must only know him by a divine revelation. If not, you will never know how to serve him. Those who know who he is, the crowning of that revelation of who Jesus Christ is one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. The crowning of that revelation of who Jesus Christ is, the soul that sinned shall die. Every human being was sentenced to death. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. The crowning of that revelation is he owed a debt. I owe a debt I could not pay. He pay the debt he did not owe. How did he put it?
He pays the debt he did not owe.
I owe the debt.
I owe the debt.
Yeah, okay, I owe the debt.
He would not pay.
I needed someone
to wash my sins away. And now I see a brand new song.
Revelation is we were all under bondage, sold to the devil. That is the meaning of redeem. God lost us to Satan, subjected queens and princes and princesses that we should be, subjected us to slavery, reduced us to what we are, human beings are today. The son of the living God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Silver and the gold is mine. Our father owns everything and his children are here beggars. Our father is an eternal spirit. We are supposed to live eternally. But here we are, fear of death. Growing old with sicknesses everywhere. We were under the captivity of Satan. Total captivity of Satan under his control. The crowning of that revelation is all the way to Calvary. He went for me.
Jesus.
He went for me. He went for me. Me free. Upon this rock of the revelation of who I am, I will build my church. And that church is not Bride Assembly Church. That church is not choosing. That church is not redeemed. That church is not Catholic. That church is a spiritual union of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The members are scattered all over the world. And the membership of that church starts with the individual first. Hallelujah. It starts with the individual first. Having a relationship with God. A relationship that comes by redemption. Buying you back, paying the price to buy you back to himself. That is the process that God has come to achieve through giving us his only begotten son. And he said, who will believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Why did he say so? And then he came in John chapter 6 and he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Except you eat my blood you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no flesh, you have no life in you. He said, my flesh is meat indeed. Hallelujah. And my blood is drink indeed. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. And people are thinking, he's saying that, except you eat this, except you drink this. Therefore, you don't. Therefore, I'm going to have life by eating this. That's not the meaning. The meaning is, except you understand. It's understanding what my blood is offered for and what my blood, my body is offered for. Except you eat it. To eat it, you put physically, you put food in your mouth. You chew it and you swallow it. It is only after you have eaten that food and swallow it and it digests that the body receives the benefit of what you eat. So he's speaking figuratively, using that language of eating my flesh, is understanding the reason I went to the cross and suffered all the humiliation. He was bruised for what? For our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. Those stripes that he received, he did not receive them for himself. By his stripes, we are healed. The healing there is from sicknesses, from situations, frustrations, and whatever else that is wrong around you. The healing was done on the cross of Calvary. Unless you understand that, I emphasize this always, so that when you take this bread, you can now eat it with understanding. And once you eat it with that understanding, it is only then you can receive the benefit of the cross. And it's important because, that I stress this, because the sanctity of what the communion, the ordinance of communion is given for, it has been bastardized by these carnal preachers and unrevelated motivational speakers that have transformed themselves to angels of light, to pastors and pastor, reverend, doctor. And we not tell the people the implication of eating this bread and drinking this wine unworthily. And Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that if you eat this bread unworthily, drink this blood wine unworthily, he said you drink damnation to yourself. Something that is supposed to be a blessing can also be a curse after taking it. And it can only be a curse because you take it unworthily, Apostle Paul said, not discerning the Lord's body. Not understanding the Lord's body. You think he enjoyed what he was doing on the cross? All that suffering? You think he enjoyed it? You think he did all that just for you to become millionaires? He did all that just, and then people will come to this altar, take that name of Jesus, and begin to be jesting with it, bring comedians to the altar. Do they understand the body of Jesus Christ? Do they understand who Jesus is? No wonder. He's keeping quiet and looking at everybody. Because the scriptures tell us there is the day of the Lord. They will know what they are doing after we are gone. After we are gone. There is a day of vengeance of ungodly people. But before he will do it, he put Noah in the ark, a place of safety. And rain judgment on the earth. Before he will bring fire, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says so, he's going to destroy this earth with fire. Before he will bring fire on earth here, he will carry his own away from the earth and keep them somewhere. That is the rapture. After that, this earth will know that there is a God that judges the wicked. But who will believe this message? Who will believe this message? Hallelujah. That is why the songwriter says, judgment is coming.
All will be there. Each one receive justice due. Mine is a shelter.
See the blood.
See the blood.
See the blood.
When I.
achieve in Christianity today, the most difficult thing to achieve in Christianity today is to get a Christian to understand what happened on the cross of Calvary. But it is very easy, very, very easy for a preacher to stay and collect everything you have in the name of offering so that you will prosper. That is the situation we have found in Christianity. The day any preacher, and that is my prayer, oh Lord, let me be able to achieve it. See, no minister, no pastor has achieved anything if you raise a church. That for every problem they have to come to the pastor for prayer. That pastor has preached himself, not the cross. I didn't say you should not come to me, because we have baby Christians and there are people that are baby Christians, and there are some Christians that are spiritually challenged. If you are not spiritually challenged, why will a man tell you, bring money for me to pray for you, and you give him money? No. Because it is a blind man that needs somebody to show him the way. To show him the way. So, you need that preacher to show you the way. That means you are spiritually blind. That is, you are spiritually challenged. You cannot see, so you need, and for that work to lead you to the cross, you go pay, because you did not hear Jesus before he gave up the ghost when he shouted what? What did he shout? You didn't hear now because you have a hearing challenge. Jesus said, he who has ear to hear. Some people have ear but they cannot hear. Can you look at somebody physically like this and know whether he's hearing you or not, whether he's dumb? Can you know? You see, when you talk, or you expect him to respond, that you will know whether he's dumb or he heard you. But he has ear, but he cannot hear. This is church. I want to provoke you. Provoke your faith to know who you are. So that problem you have. Psalm 103, let's open it. Verses 1. 2, 3, 4. Thank God for Friday vigil. Thank God. I get time to deal with Satan this night. We'll deal with Satan this night. Somebody shout, no more bondage. Shout it very well. No more bondage. Bondage. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. See why? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. We have benefits. We have benefits. When you decide to give your life to Christ, it is not for nothing. There are benefits that are associated with that decision. See some of the benefits. I say some, not all. Verse 3. Number 1. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Therefore, the accuser of the brethren cannot accuse me again, because my sins are washed away. Number 2. Who healeth all, not some, including HIV, including cancer, sickle cell, asthma, diabetes, whatever you call it, including paralysis. He healed all, not some. Oh, all. Including that fibroid. All. What did he say? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healed all thy diseases? Now, who redeemed thy soul, thy life from what? from destruction, and above all, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5. Oh, glory be to God. See that one now. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things and prosperity? With good things. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask of, all that you even think. So that the youth is renewed. Like what? Like the eagles. That's just some of the benefits. Just some of the benefits. When he shouted on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. It is finished. It included that foundational problem. It includes that curse. That curse that is following everybody, that a man or a woman laid on you. It includes that evil covenant disturbing you. The blood of Jesus is a place of refuge. It's a place of refuge. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will serve the Lord. He is my... See, he is the place of refuge. Once you get to that place of refuge, you become untouchable by the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy has no power again over you. Listen to me. I didn't say the enemy cannot attack you, will not attack you, but he has no power again. Oh, that is the one that is difficult to make people understand. He has no power. I didn't say he cannot attack you. He will attack you, but the power to succeed in what you want to achieve is no more there. It's no more there. It's no more there. It's no more there. It's no more. No more. No more. No more. No more bondage. No more. No more bondage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. During the 3 days Jesus Christ died, he went to hell. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He went to the lower parts of the earth. That is a region called Hades, with 2 compartments. One is paradise and one is a place of torment. Hallelujah. Those who were under the covenant that was sealed with the blood of animals. Blood of animal. But they could not go high because the blood of animal was not enough. But it is enough to keep them in paradise. Hallelujah. Waiting for the perfect sacrifice. Waiting for the perfect sacrifice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he who made it possible for them to remain there was Satan, because he had the keys of hell and death. And Jesus Christ, when the Bible says, he went and made an open show. Open show. Open show. Who was here on Tuesday? Who was here for our Tuesday program? All of them, when they call Tuesday program. There was an open show that we did here. The Lord did here with one demon. Eh? That is the open show. Hallelujah. Eh? Is a sister here tonight? Wave your hand. No, it's to the glory of God. It's to the glory of God. She's not here. Eh? I can't see you. Wave your hand. It's to the glory of God. It's to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. I want to assure this sister something. Where are you? Okay, you are the one. Stand up. Stand up. I know something will have happened. They visited you. They didn't come again. Eh? They didn't come.
No.
They didn't come.
No, sir.
Ah. Amen. Do you know why they didn't come?
No, sir.
Well, they could have even come. But this time, if they come, they won't come like they used to come.
Yes, sir.
They will come now with fear. They will come now persuading. This is what you do us. I don't like it. Well, why do you do like this? Do you know what they said?
No.
You didn't know what you were saying?
No, sir.
You didn't know. But you confirmed it later. They said they did not want you to come here that Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Eh? They said they did not want you to come here this. And I asked, why didn't you want her to come? The spirit was saying, because I knew if she come here, we are finished.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Do you know why he said we are finished? Because here, we will take her to the cross. At the cross, at the cross, where I fall.
At the borders of my heart.
Moses is very anointed. If you can, there is no human being that is anointed. All power in heaven and on earth is given to who? At the mention of his name, what happens? Every knee bows. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan knows if you come here, we will show you how to be delivered. Immediately that demon was cast out, we took her to go under the blood. We took her immediately for water baptism. As she entered that water and come out, the link between she and that demon was cut off. The blood of Jesus Christ wiped away whatever the devil was using as a reason to stay with that family. Praise the Lord. Because that spirit killed her sister last week. The spirit was saying, and when the sister recovered, I said, did you lose your sister? She said, yes. Last week, my sister died. The spirit was saying, I killed her sister. I killed her father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ went during those 3 days and collected the keys of hell and death. The power that Satan had, he collected it.
Come to the Savior, let all delay. Here he is one, he has shown us the way. In a mist, yeah, in a mist.
He's here now.
He's standing to never say.
Of hell will not prevail. Do you know what? When he said prevail, it's English language. It means he will fight. But what he wants to achieve, he will not achieve it. Hallelujah. The gates of hell, witches and wizards, antichrist spirit, wherever they come from. Hallelujah. People don't know the joy, the safety in being a Christian. The best thing that can happen to a human being on earth today is to know who Jesus is. Not just know him, but have a relationship with him.